Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Hello again, you lovely lot. Welcome to Life with Nat. I hope you're all well. Hope you've all had a lovely weekend. Oh, this comes around quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're riding high still, quite early on. But this is, yeah, only episode 5 and we are getting through it.
So this was a day a couple of weeks back. It was still absolutely freezing and we had one day of a little bit of sun come out. In fact, I've got a voice note from Elsbells from that day.
No, I'm sorry. I just had to let you know. I've driven home from Mum's. I'm wearing a full-on tracksuit with socks, like proper Myadanola thick socks. I'm absolutely freezing. It's 12 degrees according to my car, therefore probably a bit cooler outside. And as I'm driving home, I've seen a woman wearing a mini skirt and a string vest top. I'm sorry, I'm confused. It's like 10 degrees. It's freezing cold outside. I'm confused. Honestly, I've never seen anything like it. And I just had to let you know.
Yeah, let's do an episode regarding the fact that when the sun peaks its head, when it's still not, I mean, let's be honest, even now, you know, it's not weather to be going out in your flip-flops, your vest tops. It's just not the weather.
It's not miniskirt, even now, yeah.
It's not miniskirt for me at any time, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, no.
Not with my legs. It was lovely. It was lovely to feel a little bit of sun on your skin. But I saw people, I mean, they went for it. It was,
yeah.
It was big time. It was Marbella in June, July.
I wasn't summer dressed. I was still jumpers.
I was jumpers. I was cardi, yeah. Long sleeve top. If sitting in the sun, I might take the cardigan off,
yeah,
with a long sleeve top. But a few of our listeners have come up with some corkers. Play in Joe, if you don't mind.
You're right, Nat. I'm Joe. I live in Kent and I follow you on Instagram. Honestly, I said the same to my husband yesterday. I popped at Aldi's yesterday morning to get some stuff for like shopping and doing dinners. And honestly, I came back and I said to my husband, I feel like I'm living in Marbella.
See?
Like everyone was like sunshades, vests, little crop tops. Mate, I still had hoodie on and a pair of leggings. I'm like, I'm not dressed up for winter, but this ain't summer. Until I actually wake up in the morning sweating,
yeah,
and I can walk out and I feel the sun burning my face, it's not summer. And I literally felt cold looking at all these people. I'm like, mate, it is not convertible weather. It is not shorts and crop top weather. Like, so your story just absolutely cracked me up. I'm like, I'm glad I'm not the only person feeling this. But I hope you're well, babe. I love following you on Insta. Honestly,
oh, bless
you. Are such a real person, like your average next door girl. And I love catching your stories and just how real you are about life. And yeah, honestly, I think you're great.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Joe sounds like somebody I'd like to have on my side.
Yeah.
I really feel like Joe, I could ring her up and say, Joe, I'm in a spot of bother. Could you come and help me out? But Joe, I'm pleased you were with me. I think we'll star Joe. I reckon she'll have quite a lot of opinions in the future. I'll keep her number and keep in contact. This was my favourite voice note of the week. Listen to Mike and Alex.
Hi, Nat. Sorry about that. The hubby was shouting about somebody's ass on Instagram.
As you do.
As I started the voice note.
Oh, I don't remember the family do that. As soon as the sun comes out, they're getting their asses out.
Yeah.
My nipples are still like bullets.
But, you know, massive fans. We love you. We enjoy your Instagram.
Looking forward to the podcast.
Yeah. I've even got a lovely T-shirt emblazoned with your lovely face all over it.
Bless his heart.
Wow.
I'm sure you wonder. Happy birthday.
Oh, and a candle, yeah. I forgot about that. I had a candle made especially for me for my birthday. My husband got me a big scented candle with a picture of you on it.
Oh, bastard.
What do you smell like?
Like heaven. Gwyneth had a vagina candle, didn't she?
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't have her face on.
The random things people do when the sun comes out keep us awake by having parties that extend way past civilised hours, suddenly lose all sense of sensibility and walk around with no clothes on. For some reason, in Wales, whenever the sun's out, people just seem to get absolutely steaming.
I want to fight everybody.
Yeah.
So I loved Mike and Alex so much. And I just thought, I love the way that Alex kept chipping in the background. And I just thought, you're so fun. So I got in contact with Mike. I phoned him. And he was very excited. And I said, it's Natalie here. And he said, is it really? Oh, my God, whatever. And I said, yeah, I'd like to, can I Zoom you on my next podcast, and can you be a part of it, you and Alex with me? So we're going to Zoom them. Oh, look at you both.
Oh, lovely to see you. You've got to give the T-shirt a whirl. It came out.
Oh, that's so cool.
The T-shirt is very, very cool.
I got it especially for you today.
The candle's being refilled, so we'll show you that when it's back.
Oh, that's all right. No problem. There'll be plenty of time for that.
What does she smell of? What's the candle smell of?
I think it was peppermint and chocolate.
Oh.
Interesting. A bit like an after eight.
Yeah.
Exactly like an after eight.
It's a bit fancier. Maybe more of a Viennetta.
Oh, fair enough. Well, I meant one.
Yeah.
Do you know Viennettas are one of the only things that haven't gone up in price?
Really?
They are always a pound.
I love a girl who knows the price of a Viennetta.
I'm sure they're always a pound.
Yeah.
See, if you go with the milk question, everyone gets stuck.
Yeah.
Or you could be like, Gervais just says, I don't know. Here's a grand. Go and buy me one.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've solved our cost of living crisis because I'm going to go even fatter now and live on Viennetta.
Just live on Viennettas. So have you got enough room in the freezer?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'll chuck all the stuff we got in there out and just get a Viennetta. Sort that.
We can have a little bit of video in case I want to put it on. You're right with that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Shall I record the audio on my phone? I got a special little microphone to do it with.
Stop.
It's on my lapel.
Oh,
he's only gone and bought a microphone. Did you have that already?
We did have it already because I was planning on doing some social media stuff for our skincare range.
Oh, amazing.
But it's one of those things. It's been in the bowl buried by Lindor chocolates on the side.
It's having its first whirl after Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, bless its heart. It's quite a long while to be in hibernation.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, I know. Oh,
you want to see his knicker draw? It's fucking terrible.
Oh, that's a very, that just makes me think. How blue can we go? Because this one's got a foul mug.
Yeah, I'll restrict myself if I know I can't say
no, you can go as blue as you like. Not really acceptable. We have to bleep.
No, I don't do that.
But we can bleep.
Alan Coos.
It's fine. I mean, it's my favourite word.
Okay. I don't want to be bleep for you, Nat.
No, it's all right. A bit of bleeping is quite funny. It's not a problem.
Okay,
so I wanted
fabulous.
To talk to you. I've just played in the voice note regarding summer and what have you.
Okay.
So this episode, I just thought I'd start with the fact that as soon as the sun comes out, everyone goes mad.
I know. That's why I've got my lovely little fleecy cagoule on.
My nipples were like truck nuts this morning.
Honestly.
I wish I'd have bought a thicker jacket.
Yeah. What have you got on now? A T-shirt?
Oh, it's work. It's Arcade Skincare, who we are. Do you want me to cover it?
No, don't cover it.
Do you want me to cover it?
Not at all. So I was going to get to what you do and everything.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Preempted us. See?
Yeah.
So what is it you both do?
Originally, so I trained as a biochemist.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, I was going to be making babies. So I did my postgrad in IVF, fertility type stuff.
Mm.
And instead of making babies, we make skincare now.
Because I was sick to death of going to the big uns and being ripped off, showing him the labels and going, I've spent loads of money, but I think I've got it. And he'd say, animal cruelty, it's a chemical, it's a toxin, they've hidden that with a different name. And I was getting really, really frustrated because there are other people like me that you want to be conscious about what they're putting on their body.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what actually they're using. And you just weren't getting it. So they burst the creation of Arcade.
Arcade skincare.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's what we keep ourselves busy with.
Absolutely. Listen, we've given that little plug now. I hope it goes well.
Oh, thank you.
You'll have to send me some.
Oh, definitely, we will. Definitely. Love to. If I could send a cutch, I would.
Yeah. Oh.
I'll tell you what we don't need now, though. SPF.
Oh, I know. Christ. Honestly, it's typically British.
It is typically British.
I'm longing for the sun.
Yeah.
But then I know as soon as the sun comes out, I wish I could put my coat back on because I'm sick of sweating.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the heat's not made for a...
But none of us are body ready either. We've been in hibernation for so long.
Yeah.
We all want to get our tits out when there's a bit of glory. And we're none of us are ready to do that.
I know, but I tell you what, Alex, I saw a really good post on Instagram which said, do you know what? My body's ready because it's ready. Mm. All this getting ready. My body is my body and it's ready whatever time it is.
Yeah, that's true.
All this got to get ready for summer.
I would love to say I'm going to get a bikini body, but I can't put the Lindor chocolates down. So, I mean... I'm fat and I'll be fat in the summer or the winter. I am what I am.
As long as the elastic don't give, I'll go anyway.
Yeah.
Absolutely. My Mark loves the Lindor chocolate.
Oh, it's
he's terrible.
He loves them.
I'll pop a couple of balls in the box for you.
Oh. Don't share your balls with them.
Jealous. Don't get jealous about his balls.
Honestly.
Oh, I know. I don't mind sharing.
How long have you two been together?
It's nearly years. 10 years.
Well, I was going to say 8 years.
Been married a year.
Oh, that's lovely. When did you get married then? What month?
July.
July last year.
In the blazing hot sun.
Yeah.
And because we're so clever, we picked to get married in essentially a greenhouse. So the weather was absolutely fantastic. It was brilliant. But it wasn't really the kind of weather you needed to be wearing a three-piece tweed suit in, because by the end of it you could have wrung me out like a towel at a swimming bath. Well, it was disgusting.
I had me Crocs in my handbag, so I slipped all my socks, changed into a t-shirt. I was like, oh, I'm not doing this is too much.
The cake was slipping off the table. Everybody eventually went outside because the weather was glorious. And for the British summer, we were really lucky because it rained pretty much the entire month of July.
Yeah,
and on the 13th, it was glorious. And just wish we'd planned to get married on the beach because I could have wore a bikini.
The 13th is my favourite number, number 13.
Oh!
I was born on Friday the 13th.
Oh, and my mum was. That's why we did the to make it, because my mum had passed.
Yeah.
We turned it from a negative to a positive, so it was really, really
Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. There you go. All the best, Star.
See, we're connected.
Mm. Yeah, I remember my mum, when I was naughty, she used to run up the stairs. She used to say, Friday the 13th, that was my bad luck for life. She didn't mean it, God rest her soul. Hope not anymore.
No. My mother tells me every day that she wishes she was a lesbian and she didn't have kids. So.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I've got a couple of voice notes from other people, so have a listen to these, see what you think of these.
I'm a bit sceptical about whether this is actually Nat Cass, but I hope it is because I'm a big fan and Yeah, I used to have a cardboard cut out of you and Gail Platt in my downstairs loo.
Bless her.
Oh, Gail Platt.
I just saw your Instagram about things that people do that are weird in the summer. And there's one thing, I don't know, it might be normal. But I'm from the north, I don't know if you can tell, and we don't get like that much sun there. When it gets to like 15, I don't know if this is a normal thing, I really don't. Well, I don't think it is, but maybe it is, who knows. But it gets to 15, and every year without fail, during our like 1 or 2 days of summer, my dad will go out into the garden, strip off, like, from nothing on apart from like his boxers or some shorts or, God forbid, like probably some Speedos if none of us are there.
When he said that, I thought she was going to say the knob was out.
And, you know, some people might put a bit of suntan lotion or, you know, that oil with the sun protection or whatever in. My dad uses vegetable oil.
Oh.
Right from the bottle, oh. Straight on, sits outside in the sun and literally cooks himself for the duration of the day without moving. It proper smells like a fish and chip shop. Yeah, so that's one thing that I've always thought, like, I've never actually said that out loud. But yeah, there's one really unusual thing that I'm very interested to know if other people's parents do that.
Well,
it's going to be like a jacket potato. Jeez Louise.
But you know, I can completely relate to that because I think every council estate in the UK, so back on the council estate in the summer,
yeah,
it would literally be every woman would be laying out on the front. It was never the back garden. It was the front garden, so mm-hmm. everybody could see. And they would use whatever cooking oil they had. I mean, they'd be digging lard out of the chip pan.
Yeah.
Slathering themselves in the...
crisp
in the,
and dry.
In the oils. And they would literally be cooking in between school runs.
Yeah. Straight on from the butter.
Honestly.
Really?
The whole place would smell like... Yeah. It would smell like an open-air food market because they would be all these women in between school runs cooking themselves with chip fat.
It was like frazzled
laying
beef
on the front. And then if you were really sizzling lucky and your mum was posh and had hose pipes, she turned the wheelie bin into a paddling pool. So. My mother's only 5 foot tall, so she used to leave bits in the bottom for us. So.
Oh, that's brilliant. Bless her. Well, I listened to that and thought, oh, that's so terrible, blah, blah, blah. And then when I thought back, I remember being young and pouring beer all over us.
Wow.
I remember having cans of beer and pouring it on and spreading it on because we'd heard that beer made you more tanned.
Just make you a buffet for the bees, surely. A wasp to be going crazy.
Yeah. The things you do when you're young. Do you remember putting lemon in your hair to lighten it?
Lemon in your hair.
Oh, yeah, to lighten it.
Squeeze all the lemon juice in.
I was convinced I would be peroxide blonde the next day, but I'd just have crispy hair. So.
Yeah.
I'd just go from blue to red back to blue again in her head.
Yeah, I'm not.
It never stuck.
I don't tan very well.
No. It annoys me.
I mean, I'm quite lucky. I do tan, but I always say that my body was made for the shade, so I'd rather not sit in the sun and cook.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't inherit that from my mother because she would sit in the sun until she looked like a leather handbag.
My mum always sat in the shade. Right? She always sat in the shade. Didn't like full sun. My dad sat in the sun, but my mum had the most beautiful skin. So I've always kind of not been one to sit out in the sun. And also I get really bored. Same position, laying there. I mean, I'm getting better as I get older. I think I'm getting lazier. But I'd rather be up, have a little walk, have a bit of sun, but I like a brolly. And people do say to me, you've got nice skin. And I do think it is not sitting in the sun loads and loads. I do think it helps.
Well, the sun is the worst thing. I think, you know, 80% of your skin damage is caused by the sun. Mm. So, I mean, you'll still look 21 in 30 years' time, so you're doing fab now.
Not add a bit of Botox. You do know that, don't you?
And you look wonderful.
No, that's fabulous.
Not a thing.
For all the trauma you've been through.
Yeah.
Honestly, you should have had a couple of gravel lines.
Yeah, well, I have. I've got quite deep frown lines and all that. But I think, do you know what? That's your face, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone once said to me that, don't think of them as wrinkles. Think of them as reasons you had to smile in the past.
Absolutely. They're all memories, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're the maps of your life. That's what I say.
Good or bad.
Doesn't matter, does it? Good or bad. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, I'd never say never to anything. In 10 years' time, I might have a load of Botox, feel really good about it.
Go for it.
But at the moment, I like not having anything. I like being different to everybody else.
Yeah,
it's true.
Because everyone's walking around at the moment looking pretty much the same copy and paste.
Mm. Yeah.
They say be pale and interesting.
Yeah,
not tanned and boring.
Yeah. I don't think the Kendall Jenners are covering themselves in beer, jumping into a wheelie bin.
No. That's like an alcoholic frenzy.
Emma, these are getting on my nerves. I've got my rollers in, right? I've had my hair done today and I thought I'll keep the rollers in just for the night, just so it stays the hair for a bit. And now I can't get the fucking headphones over them.
I thought that the rollers were, you know, part of the backdrop. I think that should be a thing for every podcast you do now. I think that'd be perfect.
Because that's how you would chat if you were with your mates. You're getting ready, you'd have your rollers in, little fizzy drink.
Yeah.
And you just look like that. So I think, that's the what you're going for.
Oh, I do. Yeah. There'll be weeks where who knows what I'll look like. It doesn't matter, does it?
My mother said she looked like she'd been shagged around the bins.
As I'm paddling in the summer.
What are you up to the weekend?
We're going to see a show tonight, Operation Julie.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And then tomorrow we're having our new sofa delivered.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm. Oh, lovely. What colour is it?
Like a rusty orange.
Oh, I love a bit of rusty orange.
Because we were so organised, we got rid of the old one 6 weeks ago.
What have you been sitting
in the bedroom on the bed just watching telly?
We've been like the grandparents of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. We've just been taking ourselves to bed.
I feel like I'm doing the cost of living crisis. Come on, love, let's share the warmth.
Get a duvet out. But honestly, you want to see the state of it from the Lindor balls and the crisps upstairs. You'd think the pair of pigs had lived.
Well, I keep waking up thinking that I've got new moulds and they're not. It's just like dried on bits of chocolate.
Bits of my chocolate.
You've turned into those two, the grandparents. You can't do that.
We've gone right downhill since we got rid of that sofa. So when he sent me the text message yesterday saying the sofa's coming Saturday, honestly, I was jumping for joy.
Good. Big clear out, spring clean, get the sofa in. New season, new you.
I agree.
Yeah, little lick of paint, ready for the summer.
That'll be nice. Yeah.
That's another thing people do, is they have the overwhelming thing to decorate.
Yeah, as soon as the weather changes.
Or Christmas.
I feel like it's a seasonal thing because colours change and your palette changes. Do you know what I mean? So in the winter, I want all my dark green cushions out and your red velvet and you want it all Christmassy. And then obviously as it gets lighter, you want all your light colours, don't you? Your pastels for Easter and your pale pinks and what have you. It's nice, but you can't change a sofa every 6 months, so it's the cushion. Other things have to change. Your throws, your cushions.
Yeah. I mean, I think if he had his way, we would.
I love a change. I feel like it's really, if keeping your environment fresh, it's healthy.
A change is as good as a rest.
Yes, true.
It is. Whip the doors open, have a little freshener.
Yeah. Air the old knickers.
Yeah.
Get them cobwebs away.
Yeah.
Let the light in.
This isn't very light. This room's really light and lovely, but because I'm filming with you, look, I've had all this. What do you think of it, by the way? Do you like my sign?
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really weird now and say, well, I was watching you decorate the room when you were doing it. It started from Instagram. So we followed the decoration. I felt all part of it. I was like, oh, Nat, you could, that's lovely. Yeah, go for that, girl.
Thank you.
I was like so intrigued to see the end.
I think it looks fab, though. It gives me Marbella Beach Club vibes.
Mm. It's a nice little oasis. It's away from the family, away from the madness.
Oh, yeah, lock the door, keep them out.
Oh,
yeah, keep them all out.
My little room.
Only let him in for his chip and pin number.
He can keep his Lindor wrappers downstairs.
Yeah, you won't want me in. Now you'll be rolling in chocolate in 5 minutes.
No, I'd kick you out the window. No food allowed. Wine only.
I'd just be in there ruffling your cushions. Well, that's a lovely throw. Do you want to think about changing that to go with your room?
Do you ever come to London? Or not really.
My sister lives in London.
Where?
So, yeah, we do visit Tooting Beck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, next time you visit, we should have a bit of lunch or something.
Definitely. That'd be lovely.
We were talking about this the other day, actually. I said, it's funny, I feel like when I was talking to you, it was like, oh, I've known you forever.
But you have,
and
technically.
Said, but you have. And I said, it is bizarre to think that. Like, you've just been part of... You know, you were in my living room.
Well, I've grown up, grown up on the telly, haven't I? I always say that because people always say, if people come out with me, say friends that, you know, friends or mum friends who aren't out with me a lot and will walk along the road and I just get, all right, now, and they say, oh, does that not annoy you? And I say, well, no, because it's all part of, it's a really weird thing because I have completely grown up since 10 in people's living rooms.
It's all you've ever known.
So that's
you've
all I've ever known. I can't remember not being recognised.
You're a real person with feelings and thoughts, and you've got the same things as we have. you've got people you look up to, aspire for.
Oh, absolutely. And we've all got things going on. And that's why this is so important to me, because I think there's so much. Listen, there's podcasts about everything now, you know, and everyone will have something. They'll choose one that they really like. And, you know, it's like a television channel. There's hundreds and hundreds, and you find a program you like. But with this, I didn't want to rely on getting a celeb on every week.
No.
To, you know, to have the pressure of what someone's promoting, for instance, and I've got to have them on because they're promoting something, which is fine. I've done it.
Yeah.
But I just thought, how lovely just to talk to the general public.
I mean, you two are celebs to us now.
Yeah, you're like celebs.
Oh, that's so lovely. Thank you.
Alex and Mike.
Yeah, no, I think it's fab. I think, like, everybody, and I think the biggest compliment anyone ever gives about you that we've heard is people always say, oh, she's lovely. She's so normal.
Mm.
And I think, well, yeah, that sums you up, because everybody, you are literally just like one of the mums that you could be mates with down the school.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, you're not stuck up.
Yeah, that's all I want to do. And I think with my Instagram and everything, I think people they like the fact that I go on when I makeup on and I just have a chat. And I'm not, you know, I won't kind of create a video if I don't think of something. If I'm not doing something that's real, then I won't go on a lot. I should probably go on more, but I'm not going to sit and think, oh, what am I going to do today? Because then it will all be fake. It won't work.
And most people are like that. You almost feel like they're trying to sell you something that's not there.
Mm.
Like, you look and you go, oh, what's this for now? Because you only show up when you've got to flog something or you promote. You know, you show up and you're saying, this is my problem. Like, we would offload to a friend, go and have a coffee. Whereas you get another celebrity and they go, oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, but by the way, to solve my problem, I've got this.
Influencing.
And you never do that.
Well, I don't. Well, never say never. Yeah. As I always say, you don't know. I might be on there soon.
If the money's right.
If the money's
right. If the money's right.
Introducing Batiste Sweat Activated and Touch Activated Dry Shampoo. With breakthrough technology that absorbs oil and releases bursts of fragrance whenever you sweat or touch your hair for up to 24 hours, it's the ultimate hair care for girls on the go. Try the newest dry shampoo that's activated by you. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste dry shampoo online or in store at your nearest retailer.
This episode is brought to you by Dove. You use all the right skincare products for your face, but your body has been missing out. With new Dove Serum Body Wash, you can give your body the vitamin C glow it's been wanting, the hydration boost it's been craving, and the active skincare ingredients it deserves. It's time for your body care era. New Dove Serum Body Wash. Get Dove or get FOMO. Do you have weak, damaged hair? New Garnier Fructis hair filler systems fill hair with strength 7 layers deep. In just one use, you can reverse up to 1 year of damage to hair smoothness. The sulfate-free hair filler plus vitamin CG system gives you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. New Garnier Fructis hair filler is available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores.
You know, we were talking about people, they have all their tops off and showing all the flesh when the sun's out.
Yeah.
It made me think about what happened with Hannah Waddingham. Did you see the clip?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
So the clip, for anyone who doesn't know, Hannah Waddingham is just this amazing actress. Isn't she gorgeous? She's beautiful, isn't she? Very, very talented.
Yeah.
And she was at the Olivier Awards and she was on the red carpet in this beautiful dress. She's got really long legs, you know, she's a really stunning lady. And the photographer went, hey, whatever, show us a bit more leg. And instead of her doing it, she sort of realised and went, oh, no, don't be a dick. Don't tell me what to do. And she sort of walked off. And obviously it's got all this press, but it made me think about, do you know how many times I've been on a red carpet and they've gone, well, firstly, they haven't said show us your leg because, let's be honest, it looks like a bone of ham.
They're missing out.
No, it looks like a bit of ham, my leg. But they have gone, could you turn here and put your arm down here and turn to the side and do, do, do. When I think about doing it, next time I'm going to say, no, I'm just going to stand like this, take the photo, leave me alone. Smile, look up here, do this. No, move your arm, put your bag down.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Yeah, performing monkey. But it really made me think, brilliant. I was so pleased she did that. And maybe that bravery comes with age.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting less tolerant of people.
Possibly. And I think she hit the nail on the head when she said, you wouldn't ask a bloke to do that.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, if like you said, Ricky Gervais was walking up the red carpet, who would say to him, show us a bit of tit, Rick? Like, yeah. It wouldn't even enter their brain, would it?
To be honest, Alex, I was going to say, it'd be fucking boring, wouldn't it? And what are you wearing tonight? A suit. And what have you got on? Another suit.
I mean, generally, if you're going to give me a gown, I'll get my tits out. But I'll only do it the once. You can't ask me every runway. You've seen them once. You're not getting them again.
Not getting
you're not
them
having
again.
The whole farm. You can have a cow this time. I'll give you a duck the next time, but no farm.
I love it when they say, so-and-so spilled their curves into a red dress. Oh, yeah, I think, yeah. Oh, I'll have a day off.
Do you know the amount of times over the years that I've been in the magazines with the ticks and the crosses? Oh. I mean, that's going
circle
back.
Circle of shame.
Circle of shame, ticks, crosses.
Terrific.
Little bits of arm fat, you know, cross where the belly is, circled the, you know, and that was the time. But when you look back, honestly, it's not good for
but now
you.
I've still got your workout video with my Cher workout video.
Have you?
I really have.
Then and now. It's,
honestly, and it was, you get inspired by people who inspire you and you feel like to make a change.
Mm.
But like you, and you were really honest about it, you didn't bang on about it and then change. You just slip back into life like we all do. And I think that normalization of it makes you really think, though, we can all do it when we want to.
Yeah.
But you don't have to live by that to be perfect because none of us are.
I know, but the thing is with that, I had so much pressure when I did that DVD because you have to, you know, it's a contract. You're going to lose the weight for the DVD.
Yeah.
That as soon as it was over, you know, I put more weight on than when I'd lost the bloody weight. Before that, I'd never even thought about it.
Because post-DVD, you put a bit of weight on.
I did.
And it feeds them even more because they're going, oh, look, she's put weight on.
Yeah.
She lost all this weight and put it back.
Now
you can't
put it
win.
All on.
But
no,
then
you can't win.
That's normal life.
Yeah, it
because,
is.
Because, like, you saw the maintenance for that
is
a dedication.
Yeah.
And like me and Mike, you know, we can't be bothered because the Lynn do call life. We want to go to the theatre. We don't. We know it's bad for our health. But then
what,
we pick
the
it up and do it when we really need to.
No,
mate, like
being
instead
fat
of,
and happy.
Instead of going to the gym, we dedicate our time differently because the gym is a choice, you know, but we choose to go to the theatre instead and people will go, but what about your health? And I think the mind and body need to be aligned.
Oh,
you've got to do things that are positive for
and
both.
Stop putting
and if you don't
down,
feel good mentally,
way,
exactly.
Because you both look, genuinely, you both look really, really good and really lovely. So stop talking about that.
But I think heart and personality are more important than anything. And like my mother always said, is no one will ever turn up and say they had a really nice six pack, they drove a wonderful Mercedes,
absolutely.
Or their house was huge. They'll stand there and they'll say,
he was a good person.
One, they a lovely person.
That's right.
And said, and you've achieved everything if somebody stands and says that about you. So everything else is infinitely unimportant.
Yeah. No, it's true.
I agree.
Oh, well, listen, good luck with the sofa tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
I know.
Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us.
No, thank you for having us. I really enjoyed
Keep
it.
In touch.
Mwah. Take care,
guys. See you soon.
Bye.
Weren't they lovely?
Lovely.
I knew when I heard the voice note that they'd be gold.
Fun, yeah.
Just really. Fun and just thought they were great. And I really, it makes me a little bit excited to think. I think I've got my first little couple that might be regulars and come back.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want it to be about. Play us the voice note from the lady who talks about Essex.
Claire
the baker has sent in this message regarding the weather. And this is not against anyone, please, from Essex. This is someone's opinion. Have a listen to this.
All I'm going to say on the weather subject is don't ever go to Grays in Essex when a little bit of sun is out. Your eyes will never be the same.
So that message from Claire about Grays in Essex,
don't
go to Grays, right? Now that I'm not having it. Look at this, back in 2014. I'm just going to show you, Em. I did my first and last ever panto in Grays.
Oh, 2014.
First and last.
I was going to say you look so young there, but you haven't changed. It's exactly the same.
But the reason I say that is everyone in Grays seemed to be dressed well, but that was the winter. Pantomime season. I'm not one for pantos, you know. Love going to watch them. Absolutely love it. The best person in pantomime? Brian Connolly.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yay!
He's amazing. I look forward to seeing him every year. But for me, panto, it felt like a punishment because I love Christmas so much. and that you are working your socks off through the whole of the festive period. I hated it.
Basically every day for it's weeks every day. And weeks.
That was some days were three shows a day. So you'd have an 11 a.m. Sorry, a 10:30 maybe.
Wow.
So it was for schools.
Yeah.
So
oh,
you'd
yeah,
have a 10 a.m,
yeah,
10:30, then a 1, and then obviously an evening or what have you. It was absolute, that those people at Christmas, they work so hard.
Yeah.
It is really hard job and it's great. And I also think it's a very important bit of theatre because I always think that's the mostly the first thing in theatre that children see.
Yeah,
so it's
time.
A really big impression for them, you know. It's a really important thing, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, panto, people take the mic. Oh, you know, old actors doing panto, oh, old soap stars doing panto. It's a really, really arduous, hard thing to do, and you need to have a lot of talent to do it properly.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of shit ones out there, I'm telling you. But people that do it properly, it's amazing. But, yeah, it's not my thing. Again, if I needed the dosh, I'd be doing panto, but I don't enjoy it. When it's your favourite time of year,
yeah,
and then they go, oh, by the way, you're working every single day apart from Christmas Day. Which obviously you know when you sign it up, but you think, oh no, it'll be all right because I'll have the morning or I'll have the evening, and you're tired, so you don't have any of that time. I reckon if there was a little Easter show, because they do Easter pantos sometimes,
don't they?
Yeah. Not in the big theatres, but in little ones. They do like Easter shows.
Lovely.
So I'd be up for that because I'm not really bothered.
Yeah.
Not really into chocolate. It's always freezing cold at Easter. You can't enjoy, you know. Yeah. It's meant to be spring. Let's go to a nice farm and look at the lambs. Freezing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd be up for a little Easter adventure or a summer adventure.
Summer panto.
Yeah. Oh, start. What do you think?
I've seen they do some really fun camp kind of drag pantos for all year round.
Yeah, brilliant. Do you know what I want to do?
Ones.
Talking of that.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been, I really want to go to drag bingo.
Yes.
Do you fancy it?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we book one in and do it as a pod?
Lovely. Let's do that.
Yeah?
That's definitely do that.
Right. So if anybody can recommend to me a really good drag bingo, maybe in the Hertfordshire or Essex area, could you please let me know? I mean, we can look it up, but it'd be lovely if you've got a story, a little photo, a bit of an experience from it. Let us know. Me and Emma are going to go. I might take some of the family. Who knows? Be fun though, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, proper night out.
Oh, Mike and Alex could come and we'd have a laugh, wouldn't we? Drag bingo with Alex and Mike.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting carried away.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
Nye has been just a non-drag bingo.
Oh yeah.
So I went out to Bongo Bingo on Friday night and I'm not even joking, there was girls in crop tops and skirts that you could see their knickers. I don't know if it's me being old or if I'm old-fashioned, but I had my big knickers on. I had a vest under my top and a fluffy jacket on.
Well, Naya had the right attire.
Naya with the
like
attire.
It.
Yeah,
Naya
like...
and the attire. Thank you very much for that.
A
didn't even
bingo.
Think about it.
Yeah.
What is Bongo Bingo? Is it music-based? Is it bongos?
I don't think so.
I just wonder what the bongo's for. Can we Google it, please?
Yeah, social extravaganza and a night of pure nostalgic escapism. They do lots of really big, silly prizes, I think.
Oh, wow. Gosh. That looks like quite an event.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Sold out an arena by the looks of it
there. That looks like an arena. No, I don't want all that, Em. I just want a little one. I do. I just want quite an intimate bingo because I haven't been before. Some of the people were telling me at Mecca and all that, at the big bingo, the old women, they're mad. They have like 12 stampers.
Yeah.
And they have it all out and they're proper into it.
Yeah.
Have you been to bingo before?
I haven't, no.
Oh my goodness, we're bingo virgins. I can't wait to go. I've loved that. Mike and Alex were absolutely brilliant. They're a scream. I like the fact that we've got a few regulars, you know what I mean? We've got Bex, we've got Sam. Now, do you remember the hilarious Catherine who took her children to McDonald's in COVID and queued up for 3 hours and waited and they ended up being in the paper and were devastated, really embarrassed about it? She's been on, honestly, talking about... She said, just a quick message to say I absolutely love your pod. It's like sitting in the living room with the family. That was last Thursday. And then Today I've just got Nat. We're driving to Alton Towers and I put episode 2 on. Well, that's me. Ha, ha, ha. The kids are laughing their heads off at me. So, Catherine, thank you for being such a loyal listener. And I hope to really speak to you soon. We'll have a natter about something soon. One of my besties, Sophie, has also said she thinks it would be really good if me and her came on with my Eliza and her Imogen, who are both 13.
Mm.
So we do kind of a parent. We're going to interview the teens about what it's like being a teenager today. Basically, take the piss and aggravate them. But I think that'll be a good one too. Loads, loads to look forward to. I am absolutely loving it. I'm having a ball doing this. So please keep listening, subscribe, leave a review and tell all your friends about it. And just remember to drop me a voice note or a message on 077 88 20 19 19. Have a fantastic week, everyone, and you'll hear from me on Thursday. See ya!